And we were just talking about all the things that would make you cheerful, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel and the fact that maybe there's going to be two Slanes on next year. One thing that's concerning people a little bit is this vaccine bonus, because I think what they're talking about is the fact that the people who are being vaccinated mostly are people who are of a certain age, so they're older people, and then it's coming down to younger and younger and younger, and so it means that they're going to have a bonus whereby they're going to be able to go into the restaurants, they're going to be able to go into the pubs, they're going to be able to move around more freely, meet up with each other, and then it's the younger people. There'll be a bloody revolution if that sort of thing happens. My God. Anyway, hopefully they can work something out. They're going to have to be reasonable and use the old common sense. Sorry, Sean, I can't make out what you... I can't see it properly. Mouth it. Who is it? Oh, Michael D.
It's
Michael.
Me, for God's sake.
Michael D. Hello, God. Michael D. How are you?
You know, to be calling into this show for a number of years.
I know, sorry. We should have a special line for you, like the president of the USA, that we can say,
thank you.
Red line, he's in. Good morning.
Yes, Ian, I wish people, I just listening to you there, I wish people would just stop, please, and refrain from using the term vaccine bonus, if you don't mind.
Especially
with regard to older people. I find it very patronising.
Right, okay.
It makes us sound like some owl one who's barely able to push a button on winning streak. What is going to happen to the population, by the way? This is a serious concept. Yeah. When older people are vaccinated.
Yes.
Does that mean electric picnic will just be a bunch of 80-year-olds wobbling around with hearing aids trying to understand what the hell Kendrick Lamar or Lil Nas is on about?
But surely you'd be delighted to get to Electric Picnic, Michael D. That's your kind of thing, isn't it?
Yes, I would be, but I prefer being the standout octogenarian at these young people's events. It makes me look like I'm down with the kids.
Right.
It's not the same when every doddery old fart of the street is allowed in. It takes away its specialness.
Exactly. Well, listen, thank you very much. Have a good day today. And I believe the big birthday is coming up soon. So congratulations in advance.
April 18th. Yeah. Can't wait.
Eamon Dunphy's on the line as well. Hi, Eamon. How are you? Are you well?
Good morning, Ian. Sorry, I just had to ring in there.
Great.
I respectfully disagree with Michael D regarding the vaccine bonus. I think the vaccine bonus is great.
Right. Oh, okay. So what does this mean to your life, Eamon, then?
Well, it means that John Giles and myself can now meet in person, legally, as opposed to meeting in a clandestine fashion above the law. He's coming to my house tonight, and we're watching every World Cup game starting from 1930.
Oh, wow.
John and I have forgotten most of the results anyway.
Yeah.
John's bringing the Bacardi. Now that's a vaccine bonus, baby.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
More after 8.
Today FM.